It's Monday again.
Don't remind me.
What do we got? The tall edition today? Grande?
No.
Trenta?
No. Sorry, the machine's broken day.
Okay. It's going to be one of those. Well, good morning. Happy Monday.
Sorry, we're closed. Machine's broken. Power's out. Sorry.
Oh, shop's man. Closed. Can't take any payments.
I'm just playing.
All right.
Had a good restful weekend. Enjoyed the, kind of the nice springy weather and, you know, a little bit out of town. It was even nicer. So,
yeah. It was nice to get out and do a couple things. It was good times. Hopefully you're able to enjoy it as well. Coming up here this morning, you ever get a regretful tattoo?
No, I want to get a tattoo. This is one thing that it's a midlife crisis thing for me.
Interesting.
I still, to this day, don't have a tattoo, and I'm getting to the point where I kind of want one.
So I don't have one. I have nothing against them. I think they can be really cool. I just haven't got any inspiration. The thing about it to me is if you're going to get a tattoo, you want to have some sort of value or meaning or something to it.
Sure. That's what I always thought. That's why I always put off getting a tattoo, because while I thought it might have been cool to get like a bong and a pot leaf on my arm at the age of 19. Right. You know, it's not such a great idea in your 30s or something.
So there's a woman who's sharing her story about a regretful tattoo that she got. I'll tell you the story a little bit later on this morning, maybe.
Oh, I love regretful tattoo stories. This should be our topic for tomorrow, I think.
Okay.
Maybe people telling us their regretful tattoo stories.
Okay, so we'll tell the story and we'll set it up. We'll get some feedback. I like that.
Because I'm sure there's some great ones out there.
Guarantee it. Plus, we'll play Song in 60 in a couple minutes. Make sure you're getting your thinking cap going. Good way to get your mental juices flowing early on a Monday morning.
Yes. Mix 108, good morning. It's Tony and Nick. It's the Morning Brew. Hope you had a great weekend. Thanks for starting your week with us. It's time to play Song in 60. If you don't know the rules, it's really simple. I currently have a song in my head, and I will give some clues to try to get you and Nick to try to figure out what song is in my head right now. So I can't give you the name of the artist, and I can't use the title of the song in my clues. So here we go. Okay. Song in 60, timer starts right now. Let's see. 1, 2, 4.
3.
In the blank. Knock on the blank.
Three Doors Down.
But yes.
Three Doors Down.
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
Three Doors Down. Superman. Lex Luthor.
Heroes.
It's
come on now.
I can see that they always make it green in the shows. It's Kryptonite.
Necklace.
Kryptonite. Yes, that's what it is. Congratulations. Right. Well under the 60 seconds today. You got it. Three Doors Down. Kryptonite is today's song in 60.
Mix, what about Morning Brew? Good morning and happy Monday. So have you ever gotten a regrettable tattoo?
I don't have any tattoos.
I don't either, but boy, I know that there are some people that have gotten tattoos that
It's square.
A name of somebody or just a badly done tattoo, there could be some regrettable things.
Oh, absolutely. All the time.
That's the big one that always freaks me out is the people that get a name on their body. Like if it's like a kid or a family member is one thing, but if it's like somebody you're dating or even somebody you get married to, it's tough because you don't want to be like, well, I don't know that this is going to last. But at the same time, you also don't.
You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that.
That's not what this story is about, though. So there's a woman in the United Kingdom who spent nearly $2,000 trying to get some tattoos undone, basically. So what happened was she and a friend of hers were drunk.
Well, see.
Not a good start.
No, not too good start on this one.
They had ordered a tattoo kit from Amazon for $60.
Okay, strike two.
get ready for strike three. So on a night in May of 2020, so pandemic's underway, they ordered a tattoo kit. They're sitting around drunk. They've got a tattoo kit. They're like,
oh, my gosh, this is the See, this is the problem with, like, instant delivery on Amazon.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
Right?
Let's do tattoos is what they say.
And then, like an hour later, boom, Amazon is there. You're uh-huh. even more drunk, and now uh-huh. you have a tattoo kit?
Yep. So this woman who was a law student at the time let her friend try a couple designs on her bad.
Yeah, now it's, strike three. You don't even have, like, a professional or even, you know, hey, I would even take a sober person at that point that's not even an artist. Wow, this is fantastic. I can't wait to hear what they actually drew on each other.
So the tattoo it wasn't intended to be this, but it ended up looking...
Is like a permanent tattoo?
Oh, yeah.
You could order this on Amazon?
Apparently, this is a terrible idea. I don't know how Amazon is selling these.
What the?
But anyway, so the tattoo was meant to be a heart, you know, like the love heart symbol with an arrow through it. The problem is it looked like a male organ.
Oh,
and,
sure.
And so that was a problem.
With that?
Yeah. All right. The other issue is the friend, while she was making this male object tattoo, also went so hard and deep with the tattooing that it caused some, like, they had to go to the doctor.
Wow.
It was that bad.
That's not good.
Yeah, not a good situation. So she ended up having to spend $2,000 to basically get this tattoo covered and actually, like, kind of fixed. But yeah, the initial tattoo. So this is after I'll let you take a peek if you can see that. So
that's the after?
That's the arrow.
Sure. Yeah.
Not good.
The nuggets there. Yeah, sure.
Spent a bunch of money trying to fix it. And she's warning folks, first off, not bad idea for the sake of the design part. But the bigger thing is the fact she also had to go to the doctor because of, you know, you're using needles to, like, make the tattoo a thing. And so I had to go to the doctor over, like, worries about infection and scarring and.
Dang.
Because having never gotten one, but I know people have gotten tattoos. Like, when you get one done by a professional, you still need to make sure you take good care of it. And there's a lot of effort that goes into making sure it doesn't get infected or doesn't scab over and doesn't, you know, so it's.
Man, I can confirm that you can get tattoo guns and machine, like, on Amazon. Like,
terrible idea.
Under $50.
They bought theirs for
$60.
Yeah. Terrible idea.
Dang.
So anyway,
I see a bit for the morning show. I mean, neither of us have tattoos. So I'm gonna expense this, of course. And then we'll give each other tattoos on the morning show.
You only think of what I don't wanna.
So I would trust you, but I wouldn't trust me.
That says a lot right there.
Yeah. Like I would suspiciously trust you.
Thank you.
Yeah. But still trust you. But yeah, if I were you, I would have absolutely
zero trust in Tony there.
Yeah, you might have a big eggplant on your back shoulder.
Cool, I guess. Yeah, all right,
sweet.
Fun. So anyway, just don't do what Tony has
Try
in mind.
Explaining that to people.
Is the takeaway there. Yeah, so I have this guy I work with.
What?
Coming up soon, Nick's nonsense. It gets crazier than that, folks. We'll get into it coming up soon here in Mix It Away. Good morning. Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Monday morning. Nick's nonsense. We head to Ontario this morning where kind of a sad situation that gets weird in a hurry. So there's a woman who had her house broken into.
Okay, sure. Happens.
Homeowners said that there were some windows that were broken, some medications, some clothing, some sunglasses, some jewelry, coins, other things were all stolen. The suspect left behind some things, though. Thankfully, left behind. There was a credit card that the homeowners left and that they did not take. So there were some things that were not stolen that were available that could have been taken. Where it got weird, though, is in the process of the thief breaking into the house to take the items I mentioned, They decided to leave something behind.
Uh-oh. Like their wallet or something?
No.
Or like
what they left behind
hat or
was,
maybe their cell phone?
No.
What did they...
The police say that the thief left behind, this is a quote from the police department, a large bowel movement was left in the victim's toilet.
Oh, well.
So
Hey, at least they did it in the toilet.
you're not wrong.
You know?
That was the first thought I had was...
Yeah.
Yeah, so if I'm a criminal, I have no respect for you because I'm stealing your things and breaking into your house, but right. At least they had the common courtesy to use the toilet,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, they didn't give them an upper decker or anything like that.
Jeez. So anyway, thankfully there is an ending to this story. 3 days later, after this whole thing happened, officers were patrolling the downtown area of this Ontario town where they spotted a woman who was wearing some of the stolen clothing. That quickly led to a search to find that jewelry and coins, the other things that were stolen, were on the same person. The 22-year-old has been charged with breaking and entering and possession of stolen property. I don't know whether there's anything they can charge
them.
And not
flushing the toilet?
That one.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That's gross. Rude.
There's not a charge for that, I don't think, in the Canadian
It's like today's question, really, is what it is.
Yeah.
What's not illegal, but you're still a turd for doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
Turding in the toilet and not flushing.
That is a thing. Yeah, you mean, and you don't need to be a criminal to do that. That's for sure.
True.
So anyway, that is Nick's nonsense. By the way, that does make a good point. So what is a thing that people can do legally that is just kind of a jerk thing to do? That's our open mic conversation of the day. We'll talk about that more in depth a little bit later on this morning. I've got a couple ideas in my mind I'm looking forward to sharing.
Boy, I could go for 2 hours straight. Are you kidding me? You know me.
I'm looking forward. I can't wait to hear you go off.
No, I'm going to keep it chill. It's a Monday, so I'm going to keep it chill.
All right,
I'm going to let everybody else go off for me.
All right.
So hit up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic feature and answer the question, what is completely 100% legal, but you're kind of a jerk if you do it?
All right. Well, I'll see what's trending at the top in a couple minutes here.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX-FM, Proctor, Duluth, Superior, a Town Square media station.
Well, good morning. Remember, it is tax day, so make sure if you haven't gotten that taken care of, you got the day to figure that out. Mostly sunny and 61 today. There was supposed to be some rain. It looks like that's a little bit later. Could see that coming into the picture sometime tomorrow. So mostly sunny, 61 for today. Cloudy, breezy this evening. Partly sunny and breezy tomorrow. Going to be a lot cooler. 48. That's when the rain starts coming into the picture, is during the later part of Tuesday. Rain Wednesday, windy and 44. Thursday, could see some sun maybe peeking through the clouds and more rain chance. Partly sunny and 51. And then Friday, chance of a rain snow mix and temperatures in the 40s on Friday.
It's a pretty gross forecast.
Yeah, well, I just read it. I don't make it.
That's too bad, because I think you would be generous and give us nice weather.
I would.
Making it.
I would, after enjoying some 70s this weekend.
Yeah, you want some fishing and some golf time.
Yeah. Just, you know, not looking so great for this week. It is, by the way, mid-April. I mentioned that I was fishing this weekend and was reminded that despite it being 70 degrees where I was, central Minnesota... Oh, the lakes aren't at that level yet because it's a little early.
You don't want to jump in for a swim yet or
anything.
Well,
not to swim. Like, the fish are, they're not where you think they were,
the
you
fish.
Know. So.
They're probably huddled up.
They are.
Somewhere.
It's a little chilly. They're huddled up somewhere. Yeah.
Like, hey, it's a little cold yet. Just got to drop the line down a little farther, you know?
We did catch some. We got some Friday, so.
Yeah, you just got to. Switch up the lures, you know.
I should be asking for more fishing advice from Tony.
Really, you should be.
I mean,
if you want to know how to catch those cold fish.
More chance to win cash. The 30 grand in your hand giveaway continues. A new week's worth of codes. 10 a day. And the first one coming up just after 8 o'clock this morning. Taylor Swift, now you're mixing away.
No fish.
Mix 108 Morning Brew. Good morning and happy Monday. Currently, it is 41 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 Studios. What's something that people do that isn't illegal at all, but just makes you upset? Or maybe something that you do that you know you do, but it makes people upset.
I kept a list over the weekend, actually.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Okay.
Not flushing the toilet.
Oh.
Not illegal. But man, you're a jerk if you do it.
Yeah.
Flush it down.
Who does that?
especially if it's number two. I mean, I can maybe let a number one slide, but parking a number two in there and walking away is no good. No good.
So I know that this is one that you've expressed frustration about on the radio before, but the Minnesota standoff. There's laws that actually technically do regulate that.
Yes, this is true. There is some laws that do regulate that.
It's not illegal to be like, hey, go ahead.
No, it's not. Because you're kind of deferring your spot then at that point, so that's not illegal. But, come on. Spoiling the end of a movie?
Oh.
When that happens, or a TV show? I know that happens a lot.
So Julie said, my significant other watching a couple episodes of a show we're watching together while I'm not watching it with him.
Yeah, I know. We have a buddy that gets in trouble for doing that, too.
Oh.
Like, I'll ask him. I'm like, where are you at on that show? Well, I'm watching it with my wife, so I have to wait when we're together to watch it.
Yep.
He occasionally sneaks off and watches, you know, ahead a little bit and doesn't say anything, but yeah.
So he has to clear the viewing history in his streaming app too, because some apps like track that. You have to clear that.
Maybe, yes. I don't know how.
Or maybe he's got a separate, like, he's watching the kids' version, you know, their kids' account or something. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That could be.
Depending on the show. Alexa said, camping out in the left lane of the freeway. That's another one that there technically is a law about, but people do it anyway.
You know, or this is a good one. This isn't illegal to drive like a tourist going over the Blatnik Bridge, but I mean, you could definitely tell them because they're driving real slow. They generally got their camera phone, you know, their phone.
Look at the river
up against the against the window, taking a picture of the lake.
Yep,
from the vantage point of the bridge.
Yeah,
not illegal, mind you. A little dangerous from time to time.
So the driver doing this?
Well, if the driver was doing it, yeah, that would be illegal.
Okay.
A lot of times I just see it's the tourists and they got a couple people in the car.
Somebody sitting in a car and they're being a jerk by taking a picture?
No. They're driving slow, so they'll get in the right lane.
Oh, so the driver's driving slow.
Right. So they'll get in the right lane, which is technically the slow lane, I guess.
Right.
But, you know, they'll go dramatically slow so they can see, get the view of the lake, take some pictures of the lake from the bridge.
Sure. It's aerial view.
I see it. It's starting to ramp up this time of year. It's just to ramp up.
Those are the tourists. You want an aerial view? You can go to the your tower.
Well, they don't know. A lot of times they're just coming into town probably for the first time. So it's that excitement of, oh, wow, look at that. I get it.
Yeah.
I'd be excited too. If I was a passenger, I'd probably try to take some pictures.
Slow down. We're going to take some pictures here.
Okay.
Fair enough.
But it's still a jerk thing to do. Regardless.
The driver's the one being the jerk. Even though they're just driving.
Yeah, it's still a jerk thing to do.
Fair enough.
7402-MIX or open up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic feature. Let us know what's something that's perfectly legal to do, but doing it kind of makes you a jerk. 7402-MIX or hit up the Mix 108 app and use the open mic feature. We'd love to hear from you this morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
41 degrees downtown Duluth right now at the Mix 108 Studios. What is a thing that is perfectly legal to do, but doing it kind of just makes you a jerk? Gotten some great feedback in through our mobile app and Facebook page. If you want to join the conversation, shoot us a message in our mobile app. Give us a call, 7402-MIX. So Jennifer just posted on her Facebook page, putting up a fence.
Yeah, but I got a dog.
Yeah, so there's legit reasons you could do that.
Right, but, kids, dogs. Yeah. I wonder...
There's reasons to be upset about a fence, though, too.
I guess, and it depends where a fence is and who's putting it up and where, but, you know.
Kyle said, not tipping.
Oh. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's legit.
Totally are a jerk if you just don't tip at all.
But the thing that's tricky about that, though, is, like, everyone nowadays is expecting a tip. Even people that, you know, are in industries that traditionally never used to get tips.
Right.
It's now become a thing. And so you gotta, like...
So you get bitter on it.
Some people get really frustrated about that, like...
Right, but you should continue to tip on places where...
Where it's a thing.
Where, like, people get paid based on their tips.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
I mean, there's a lot of places still like that.
Yep.
Restaurants.
Valid point, Kyle.
Yeah. How about making something political when it's not? making everything political.
I've had to
delete a couple of comments because people get political on the question. It's like, it's a simple question. Why do you got to get political with it? You know what I'm saying?
They're going to come after you, Tony.
It's the world we live in.
They're going to come after you.
Well, no, I'm not. I don't. Go ahead. Go ahead. Come after me, bro. I'm just saying, why do you got to make everything?
Yeah, not everything needs political. To be political. I don't disagree with you.
Like, this question is not a political question.
It is not. But it became one for some people. Well, that's because there's trolls out there, Tony. If you haven't heard.
Oh, no, I get it. I get that. You know, I mean, looking at these accounts, they're clear. One of them clearly is a troll account. The other one may or may not be. But yeah. I mean, they're burner accounts, probably. Yeah. I get it. I mean, I don't have any, but I get it.
Margo said, taking a whole handful of candy from someone's desktop candy stash. That's a very specific one, but, you know, people that have jars of candy or
some coworkers.
Yeah,
like,
so she's Margo's shouting out a coworker right now. You're welcome. Hopefully your coworker caught that message, Margo.
I actually saw something that would be a perfect candy dish last weekend at the store. And I'm like, God, I should get that. That's great for my office. But I'm like, if I put candy in it, I know a few people that'll just come in and eat all the candy.
So I did that.
Not to mention myself eating all the candy. That's a problem.
I have not. It's an empty bowl now, but I used to put like little mini candy bars. And I didn't have a problem with it, except for one time it went from full to empty. And I was like, and then within like a day, and I was like, hold on.
And you have like a locked office too.
During the day, I leave it open. Yeah. But,
well, people stealthily sneak in there and grab the candy bars during the day. I don't know.
You know, I like my coworkers, but you know, funding their candy habits is getting expensive. So
I just wanted to get the candy dish, really, because I thought it was funny.
Yeah, it's fun. I was accused of this one time by a coworker. I did not do this. Smashing all the buttons in an elevator and then getting out.
You did it.
You know, I didn't even take the elevator. And Ken comes in one time. He's like, did you do that? Because he had to stop at every floor all the way down. And it couldn't have happened to someone that would have gotten more of a reaction. But it was not me. And...
Yeah, but are you doing that? Well, I guess you would. Why else would you push all the buttons?
Right. To push someone's buttons.
Yeah, to push somebody's buttons, exactly. Literally.
So, Evan, thank you for that one. That is definitely something that'll get people going.
Yeah, that is good. 7402-MIX, give us a call this morning and answer the question, what is something that's perfectly legal to do, but you're kind of a jerk if you do it? 7402-MIX, or open up the Mix 108 app. If you want to use the open mic feature, you can just send us some audio right there and go about your day. 7402-MIX, what's something that is perfectly legal to do, but you're a jerk if you decide to do it? Good morning. It's the Morning Brew on Mix 108.
Mix 108 Morning Brew on a Monday morning. Currently 41 degrees downtown Duluth at the Mix 108 studios. Having a conversation about things that are perfectly legal to do, but you're a jerk, or you might be perceived as kind of, you know, as a jerk if you do them. Been getting some messages in through our mobile app on our Facebook page as well. If you want to call us up, 7402-MIX, hit us up on our mobile app. So Paul said, going to a store to ask questions about a product and then leaving and buying it online.
Oh, yeah. Kelsey said something kind of familiar, walking into a store and not buying anything.
Well, so another one. Specifically like a gas station, going in, doing the bathroom thing and leaving.
Yeah.
That's a pretty common thing.
I did that this weekend.
Oh, Tony.
Didn't buy anything.
Tony.
Well, no, maybe I did buy something, actually.
Okay.
It's hard not to. It's hard not to resist.
Feel guilty?
Well, there's a lot of stuff there, too. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with guilt.
Okay.
It has to do with me being fat and seeing like a candy bar or like cookies or something like that. You know,
that's what
it has to do with.
All right.
Come on.
That's fair.
Guilt.
Layla said overstaying your welcome or being rude as a guest in someone's home.
We're in the studio.
It does happen.
I'm dead. That's so funny.
Oh, man. Josh sent a message in through the open mic feature on the Mix 108 app. Let's see what Josh had to say.
Since it's legal now, I think there should be a law that says puff, puff, give, so that no one's hogging the bong all the time.
Okay.
Well, this... See, when you put an open mic feature up and let anybody say what they want to say, this is what you get. And you know what?
That's true. That's okay.
Who is that? Josh?
Josh.
Josh, you're not wrong, my friend. You're not wrong. I'm all for the puff puff pass rule law to be passed.
Sure.
You know, add it to the legislation. I know they have to.
They got a lot going on right now, but.
Well, I think they actually are working on, they have to make some adjustments to the law.
Oh,
so
sure.
Maybe they can add that in as an addendum. A puff puff pass, like if somebody walks up, you know, like if you're the guy that's doing it in public on the park, you know, on the sidewalk and stinking up the whole block,
that's an open invitation. Is what you're saying?
It is an open invitation. Okay. Yeah, it is an open invitation. So you should be able to just stand next to them and get, you know, the arm thing. You know,
yeah, sure,
just the arm. the arm just sticks out. You're like, all right,
okay.
Darren
sent us a chat message on our mobile app saying, trying to strike up a conversation with someone in a public restroom.
Yeah, dude. That's not good.
No, that's weird. Like, it's one thing. Okay, so.
Especially when they're. Yeah, no, go. Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
If you're at a sporting event or a concert and you're in line, that's one thing. But when you're. In the actual bathroom,
when
you're doing your thing.
Yeah, when you've walked up to the stall or the urinal or the trough, whatever they have there.
Trough.
Yeah, don't.
No.
No, the conversation ceases.
Done. Yeah.
And you certainly don't turn your head to continue the conversation.
Yeah. 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 When I was at the Chris Stapleton show, getting in between acts. You know, there's everyone's like waiting in line, conversing, talking to each other. Mm. But then as soon as you walk in,
that's it. Game over. Yeah, it's kind one of those unspoken rule type of things. Yeah,
exactly.
You just kind of stop talking, or you should anyways.
Well, some people don't, though. Especially
maybe ladies don't do this. Maybe they don't know this, that, you know, maybe they think us guys are just super conversational at urinals. Let me tell you, we are not.
Generally not. I just want to get in, get out, get done, get back to the whatever I'm there
like,
for.
I would be, like, wouldn't you kind of freak out if, like, you were standing at, you know, urinal at Target or, you know, a store, and the guy next to you just, how you doing today?
Well, so I think the issue is usually people there have had a couple beers or something, and that kind of, people get forgetful about that particular thing.
Not at a bar is one thing, but.
Yeah.
But out of, like, you know. A store during the day.
Yeah. No, if you like it's a Target, no, that's for sure a hard no on that one. Sarah, another message through the Mix Mobile app. Listening to music too loudly at your desk.
I'm guilty of this.
It depends on the music, is my personal. So I'll never say anything.
If I like the music,
but
it's
fine.
But if
I like it, okay. If I don't, I'm putting the headphones on. I won't say anything.
It should just be a general thing. Like, you should just. Wear headphones if you have an office, like a open office space like that.
Yeah,
probably. Yeah. Like I have a office, like a
generally the door shut when you're rocking the music.
It is, but it still rumbles like Lauren's office, and she gets she'll pound on the wall once in a while.
Turn that down over there.
I'm lucky I have one neighbor, and she's generally not in the office.
Yeah,
so I just crank it up, man.
Crank it up.
Yeah.
Crank it up.
What is something that is not illegal to do, but you're kind of a jerk for doing it? Let us know. 7402 Mix. Hit us up on our mobile app. We'll see what's trending at the top and get you the first of 10 new codes in our 30 grand in your hand giveaway coming up in just a couple minutes here in Mix 108.
Sold.
Live from the Mix 108 studio in downtown Duluth, this is KBMX FM, Proctor Duluth Superior, a Town Square media station.
8:04 on a Monday morning, 43 degrees as we look toward a high of 61 for today. Mostly sunny, a little breeze right now downtown Duluth. Tomorrow's when we see the rain coming into the picture later in the day. Partly sunny, breezy early in the day. Going to be cooler from our 61 today. It'll only be 48 tomorrow for a daytime high. Then rain sneaks into the picture later in the day, and then rain Tuesday night into Wednesday. Tony, 100% chance of rain on Wednesday. It's going to rain on Wednesday.
I guess if they they say 100%. Yeah,
you don't get that often.
No, you don't.
44 for a high on Wednesday. Thursday, partly sunny, breezy, 51. Later day, rain showers. Some of those rain showers overnight Thursday into Friday could turn to snow at times. We're not going to see much in the way of accumulating snow, but just kind of that wet, sloppy April snow could be happening through part of the day as we get to around 45 to wrap up the week on Friday. Reminder, today is tax day.
Ooh, good reminder for people.
If you have not done that yet, you got until today to either get those filed. You do if you need to, if you're mailing anything. A lot of people e-file their stuff now, so you just got to get that done before the end of the day. But if you need to mail anything, it needs to be postmarked today, which means you got to get it done before the post offices close. One other note for Minnesotans. If you got that tax rebate last year,
mm-hmm.
I think it was $260 for a single person, $520 for a couple, yeah. And then like $1,000 with kids. That is being federally taxed. So you should have gotten something in the mail like January from the state of Minnesota. You do need to add that in as a 1099C, no, as a 1099 miscellaneous item.
Oh, okay.
And that's something that you'll need to take care of, because if you don't, you can get in trouble. So, yeah, you do need to do that, and it will be something you're taxed on. So make sure you do that if you are still the last minute doing your taxes.
I remember when I was a kid, they used to have extended hours at the post office.
I think they do something.
Do they still do that? Because I remember a few times as a kid, like, you know, driving to, like, downtown Minneapolis, and my mom would, like, drop off the taxes at, like, 11 o'clock at night or something.
Don't quote me on that. You might want to check before you assume.
Yeah, I'm looking right now, but I don't. I'm sure it's probably a post office by post office thing.
I would imagine so, depending on staffing, because lots changed over the years in terms of staffing and stuff. One other note is if you know you're not going to get them done today, mm-hmm. you can file for an extension, but you do need to do that today, and then you have until October to get them done.
Yeah, according to the official USPS website, some post office locations offer extended hours and late postmarking for tax filers. But you're supposed to call your post office near you to find out
the details.
If they're the ones, yeah.
Sure. If I had to guess in the area, it seems like the main hub is the one on Michigan Street and 27th
mm-hmm.
down in Duluth.
Yeah.
If I'm guessing, that's the one that might have, but I don't know that. You'd have to check.
That would be my guess as well. And it doesn't say anything on their website, so.
Okay. So, yeah, you just have to check in. But my suggestion, don't assume.
Don't
get in trouble.
No, you're not going to want to do that.
That would be bad. Tony, working on a treasure this morning?
Yep, we got a big weekend at Coachella.
Ooh.
Lots of good performances, and one particular couple showed up, which has got the internet abuzz, so we'll talk about that.
Mm-hmm. Who could it be? Before we get to that, though, we got a code to give you that could win you some money. The 30 grand in your hand giveaway continues. Week 3, first code of a new week, and 10 codes a day is what we're doing. Each of them could be worth some money to you. Today's first code, 296-296. Again, 296 the code to enter on the Mix Mobile app or mixitaway.com for a chance to win some money. Good luck to you.
Me whiskey, it's time for Tony's TikTok treasures. Time to dig in the old chests and see what we can rustle up.
One of the biggest music festivals in the world happened this past weekend, Coachella in California. Coachella Music Festival is one of the biggest in the world. Features, I would say, dozens, if not hundreds, of musical acts throughout the several-day festival.
It's kind of a big deal.
And it would make sense that one Taylor Swift would show up at Coachella because a lot of her friends are performing. Lana Del Rey.
Sure.
Ice Spice.
Sure.
Jack Arnoff, the guy she worked with on her albums. Yeah, he's in a band called The Bleachers. And they performed. So there was a lot of reasons for Taylor to show up at Coachella. So did she?
Oh, of course, had to.
So, yes, she did show up. Much of the time she spent side stage or in a box.
VIP
box.
Spaces,
right, but there was a couple times during the festival that she actually went out into the pit
okay.
with
the normal people.
Uh-huh.
Which could be a little crazy at a festival like Coachella.
No kidding.
So she was she went out front in the pit for Ice Spice, and Ice Spice gave her a shout out while on stage.
Shout out to Taylor Motherfucking Swift. I love you.
Aw.
Karma is that girl.
And I love Karma too.
There were several videos of Taylor dancing to her own music at Coachella over the
weekend. That's got to be weird to be, you know, you're there to enjoy some music, but, you know, you're a kind of a centerpiece of attention. But, yeah, you've got your own music playing in the speakers.
So she was seen wearing promoting a Travis Endeavor.
Oh.
She was wearing a hat that said The Heights, which is... of course, the name of his podcast
yeah.
with his brother. So she was seen wearing the Heights hat, which is completely probably going to sell out everywhere now.
Oh, of course.
Because all the Swifties need one.
Oh, of course.
He was seen wearing a Happy Gilmore hat and dressed very Coachella with the bandanas around the neck and some beach pants and some chucks on, it looks like.
Zero surprise there.
Yeah. But it looks like the couple had a good time at Coachella over the weekend. She was seen petting a dog. She has pictures of a dog she met. And,
so they had a good time, is what you're saying.
They had a great time. It looks like they had a wonderful time at Coachella. They're such a cute couple together.
Aw.
I'm beginning to think this isn't like some PR stunt now.
So we were hearing rumors, you know, over the winter that June, July, that's when things are going to really start getting serious in terms of maybe like a
proposal
or something.
Yeah. But she's got an album to worry about. She's got an album launched now.
Well, yeah. But
she's still got her tour.
How long is that going? Because so she's got the tour that's going on. She's got an album coming out. This Friday?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this week.
You know, is there going to be a little break time maybe later this summer to just chill out and enjoy? And
I keep thinking she's going to take a break, but she never does.
Well, that's true. Maybe Travis is inspiring a break. Just a little time.
Well, at some time you think she would have a break to have a family, and she seems like that type of person, but maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe not. I don't know. You never know.
She's talked about that before.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll have to find out. But in the meantime, at least they had a good time over the weekend at the music festival. So good for them.
Yeah, they had a good time at Coachella. I mean, how do you not have a good time at a big music festival like that?
You're not wrong. Especially when you're living the VIP lifestyle. That doesn't hurt.
Yeah, I love like her. She, of course, she rolls with like SEAL Team 6 security squad, right? Like the dudes around her are like, her security detail is no joke,
right?
But it's funny, you can tell that they kind of dressed for the occasion, so they're
trying to fit in.
Yeah,
the security guys are dressed. You've got a
security guy who's looking like he's at a concert, kind of.
One guy, yeah.
They all sort of wear like patchouli for the day.
They've got their earpiece and their sunglasses, but they've still got like a Hawaiian shirt on.
Yeah. Bandana is tied around their neck.
Good for them.
Didn't shower in the morning, you know.
Yeah, just to try to fit in. Just a little bit. Good grief. All right. Well, thank you, Tony. Good morning and happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew. So if you are someone who's had your heart broken by a Minnesota pro sports team, maybe a time 2 or 10.
Never.
You might wonder, why? Why? I can't spell. So there's...
W-H-I?
What? W-H-Y.
Why?
I meant to say why. Just
I thought you were doing WTF.
No. So there is a former Minnesota professional athlete who has a reason, at least for the Vikings, and you might be able to say it applies to all of the Minnesota sports teams, why they won't win the Super Bowl in the foreseeable future.
Why they won't?
Yes. So you remember Aaron Henderson, linebacker?
Yeah, a little bit.
There was EJ, and then there was Aaron Henderson.
Yeah, kind of.
That was a number of years ago now. He had a series of tweets recently where he explained why the Vikings probably won't win a Super Bowl anytime soon.
Wow.
It has nothing to do with the quarterback situation. It has nothing to do with anything about the roster per se. He says, folks don't want to hear this, but as long as the Vikings locker room is filled with nice guys, they're not going to win games or Super Bowls.
Wow.
So Minnesota nice.
What is that supposed to mean?
Minnesota nice is just not good enough on the field. You know, they just don't have that go get emness, apparently. And
I don't know that that's true.
Well, that's what Aaron's saying. And you could make the argument.
Well, he was on the team.
Well, one time, long ago. Maybe he was trying to be the bad guy. Not that he.
Oh, like, gotcha. Mad. He's the bad guy.
I don't know about that, but. Yeah. And you could make the argument maybe Minnesota Nice is the problem we have with all of our sports teams. Get into the playoffs.
Well, it's not like our teams are just made up of all Minnesotans. Though.
They're not. They're not. But they come to Minnesota. Minnesota Nice infects them.
I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Because you think about it, they get into the playoffs.
This is a weak team. This is a weak theory. No.
Pick a team. Yep.
No, this is a weak theory.
They get into the playoffs and they can't do anything. They'll go through the regular season. They'll win all kinds of games, but when it counts, when it really matters.
But why does that have to do with Minnesota Nice?
They just, you know,
we fold.
Yeah. They get pushed over because they're too nice.
No, I don't like this theory. It's not. It doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to me. I believe more that, you know, what's the word I'm looking for here? Like we got like a curse was put on us.
Some bad karma somewhere?
Yeah. Like a bad curse or like a, you know, like a shaman put something on us or something. You know, like something like that. Okay. What's those dolls?
Voodoo doll?
A voodoo doll. Yeah. Like we've been like voodoo dolled, if you will. Does that make sense? I believe that more than we're just, the teams are just too nice.
Okay.
The team's not owned by none of the team. Well, maybe a couple of the teams are owned by Minnesotans.
Yeah, but yeah. Glenn Taylor owns
Vikings, for instance.
Yeah, the Vikings.
Vikings aren't owned by Minnesotans. Most of the coaches aren't Minnesotan. Most of the players
are in Minnesota. You're right about those things.
I mean, the team is in Minnesota,
yeah.
And most of the people spend the players, the coaches, the ownership. They don't live in Minnesota. 24. You know, they're that's. Aaron Henderson, who? Where is he now?
Retired, just chilling, I believe. Just
making up stupid theories in his house, in his retirement, in his NFL retirement community.
So part of his theory is based on the fact that, and this is actually a good thing, Kevin O'Connell got very highly ranked. The NFL did their Players Association report cards for each team, and Kevin O'Connell ranked very highly as it like a, you know, he's a player's coach. Very different than...
We've had the tough guy. We've had like the Mike Tice and I would even say Brad Childress. He was kind of a tough guy.
Zimmer,
kind of a tough guy. It didn't work for us.
So nice guy.
Nice guy.
Nice guy. Here we are, nice guy. We'll see what happens.
That's our problem, I guess.
See, we're too Minnesota nice. That's what Aaron Henderson is saying.
I don't understand how that has anything to do with anything.
He seems to think so. He played in the league.
Good for him.
I did not. You did not. I'm just standing out here on this one.
Yeah, you actually believe? Like,
no, I don't
like
seriously believe it. I'm just, you know, taking a side on it. Okay. Just taking a side on it. But you just wait. So we're getting into playoff season. Wilder out. Timberwolves are going to be in the playoffs. And we'll see how, if they can be tenacious or not, if they can actually do something.
Tenacious. I don't know. Tenacious and Minnesota sports don't really go well together.
So, okay, well, there you go. See?
Okay.
You just proved Aaron's point.
Not really, but
okay. Oh, man. Hey, we're still talking about the things you can do that aren't illegal but make you kind of a jerk for doing them. What are they? Give us a call, 740-TO-MIX. Hit us up on our mobile app. Join the conversation on Facebook. Good morning and happy Monday. It's the Mix 108 Morning Brew.
Hello. Mix 108, good morning. It is Tony and Nick in the Morning Brew. So, I think you said you've never been to Disneyland or Disney
correct.
World. Correct. You've never been to any of the Disney parks.
That is correct.
So you've never experienced a meet and greet with Mickey, Goofy, Donald, anything like that.
Unfortunately, yeah.
Well, you need that in your life.
Someday. Yeah.
You need a hug from Mickey.
Aw.
One lady isn't very happy with her interaction with one Disney character. Back in April of 2022, back at Disney California Adventure, she says that she suffered from severe injuries after a cast member dressed as Goofy fell on her, according to a new lawsuit.
What?
She visited Disney California Adventure in April of 2022 with her daughter.
Okay.
So she Katrina Griffin is her name. Griffin was bending over to tie her daughter's shoes when a Disney cast member dressed as Goofy walked directly into her.
Oh.
And she fell onto the, quote, hard cement.
Ooh, okay.
But she was already bent over to tie his shoes.
So, not a far fall.
So it's not like, you know, she was standing up and she got plummeled,
pushed over,
ran over, or anything like that. The cast member wearing the Goofy costume reportedly fell onto Griffin with all of his body weight, which resulted in, quote, severe, traumatic, debilitating, and permanent injuries that necessitated significant medical care as well as emotional pain and suffering.
Jeez.
The lawsuit didn't go into specific details of the lady's injuries, but the cast member Griffin is suing Disneyland Resort, the person in the Goofy costume, and the cast member who worked as Goofy's
handler
person.
Sure.
Person that kind of walks next to the costume characters. Disney Parks cast members wearing full costume characters are accompanied by another cast member who ensures they interact safely with the guests. I assume they failed their job in this.
If that's indeed what happened, yeah, it sounds like it.
Yeah. The lawsuit doesn't name the cast members, referred to them as John Doe 1 and John Doe 2. Griffin claims the handler failed to prevent the collision between her and Goofy. She is also requesting a jury trial to pursue damages related to health care bills and loss of earnings. Doesn't say how much money she's asking for, but
I wonder how, like, it doesn't say, but I wonder what the injuries were sustained. I mean, if somebody falls on top of you, obviously that could be bad.
Could be. But yeah, I don't know. This is kind of one of those ones that you're kind of like, I don't know.
Disney's got deep pockets, you know, like, and I'm not.
Well, yeah.
But like, that might be
definitely a consideration when you're probably.
Yeah.
Filing a lawsuit like this.
You throw a lawsuit, you hope they settle, you get, you know, a portion of what you're asking for, and
boom, done.
Yeah.
Lawyers are happy, everybody's happy.
Right.
Except for Disney. Well, what do they care? Probably. Their insurance will probably pay for it.
Well, there's that. I would say either that or Disney Plus rates going up another dollar.
It sounds like an unfortunate accident, and we'll see where this lawsuit goes, but
yeah.
Well, gotta be careful. Watch out for those, you know.
They'll sneak up on you.
They'll sneak up on you and run you over.
It is a very, like, interesting situation, though. The fact that she was kind of bent over tying shoes. Handler person was obviously not
distracted or maybe didn't see them either. I mean, right. You could definitely see a situation where
bent down tying shoes on the kid, you know.
Yeah, nobody actually saw the lady. Mm. Those costumes are pretty big and padded, too. So it's not like, you know what I'm saying? Like, even if he fell on her, it didn't seem like. But
I think the heads are probably concern might be the plastic. Weight, like against the pavement, might be the, you know.
Well, anyways.
I don't know how much Goofy weighs, I guess.
I don't know what Goofy's weight is, but he's one of the bigger characters, so I'm sure he's significantly large.
Yeah.
Goofy is.
Not wrong, Mom.
Good. That's good. That's
I don't know where impression. That came from.
That's good. See, you need to go to Disneyland and Disney World.
They have a conversation. See, that's with a Goofy.
Yeah.
Like getting a fight with Goofy. Yeah. Are you making fun of me? That's what you might say.
Well, tell you what. If you win $30,000, you could take a heck of a trip to Disney World or Disneyland with the entire family. Get like the nice resort and everything.
Absolutely. A chance to win that kind of money. And coming up again in a couple of minutes as we continue our 30 grand in your hand giveaway. Code coming up in just a little bit here at Mix 108.